President John Dramani Mahama says he will not manage the energy crisis as previous governments did, but will fix it. He said government will not let Ghanaians down in any way, especially as it fixes the energy crisis. The president admitted that the energy crisis has hit government hard enough and will not rest until the challenge becomes a thing of the past. Speaking at this year's State of the Nation address in Parliament, President Mahama mentioned concrete measures in place to resolve the energy crisis as a matter of urgency.
We've climbed many hills together and we shall conquer many more in our journey of progress. Our nation is confronted with one of such hills, the challenge of providing adequate electricity to power industry, business, and for residential consumption. The effects and frustrations posed by the power deficit are clearly felt in our workplaces, in our homes, in our schools, and hospitals. The storage of food, academic activity, artisans such as barbers, hairdressers, welders, and healthcare providers are all feeling the pinch of the power shortage. Big business and industry are also suffering and threatening to lay off workers. As leader of this nation, by the grace of God, I more than anyone else understand the adverse impact of this energy shortfall on the growth of our economy. We have been here before. In 1983, in 1998, in 2006 and 2007, we suffered a similar occurrence. In the past, what we have done has been to manage ourselves out of the situation. I do not intend to manage the situation as has been done in the past. I intend to fix it. I owe it to the Ghanaian people. I, John Dramani Mahama, will fix this energy challenge. The lessons we must learn from all this is for us to plan better for the future. Firstly, our demand for power is estimated to be growing in excess of 10% per annum. It means that conservatively, we would have to double our electricity supply capacity every 8 years if we are to keep up with the demand. Following power purchase agreements we have entered into with several independent power producers and plans that the Volta River Authority is currently working on, we expect, starting from this year and over the next 5 years, to inject 3,665 megawatts of power into our power transmission grid.
In his 2-hour, 30-minute address, President Mahama was particularly concerned about Ghana's energy security and reiterated the need for other concrete sources of energy generation besides hydro.
Since 1965, we have relied principally on hydro sources for our power supply. Our base load generation must now be shifted from hydro to thermal power. Hydropower must become supplementary. The new Ministry of Power is working urgently on proposals to restructure the power sector, beginning with the Volta River Authority and the Bui Power Authority. The intention would be to bring the management of our hydro plants under one entity. This would lead to a consolidation of our thermal resources in partnership with pension fund managers like SNIT and other institutional investors. I believe that this will allow us to focus and specialize in these two critical power sectors of hydro and thermal. If our plans for energy security are to succeed, radical restructuring of the downstream distribution sector must occur almost immediately.
The president also hinted that the Electricity Company of Ghana will be transformed for Ghanaians to be proud of.
Under the new Millennium Challenge Compact, we have an opportunity to review, restructure, and totally refocus the operations of especially the Electricity Company of Ghana. And I can guarantee to Ghanaians that we will transform the Electricity Company of Ghana into what we will all come to call a truly customer-responsive, efficient, and profitable organization. Mr. Speaker, admittedly, part of ECG's problem is the creation of government institutions that believe that they are entitled to use power without paying for it. That was possible in the days of cheap power from Akosombo. Today, with the entry of private sector players and IPPs into the upstream generating sector, government cannot continue to subsidize power.
The Minister of Power was reminded of his pledge to resign if the load shedding does not end by the end of the year.
In November last year, I carved out a new Ministry of Power from the former Ministry of Energy and Petroleum. This was meant to give a sharper focus and effort to the resolution of the present energy shortfall. As an immediate measure to resolve the current crisis, I've authorized this new Ministry of Power to procure and feed into the system 1,000 megawatts of emergency power. As I speak, guarantees are being finalized for the following emergency power plants. The car power ship from Turkey, which will supply us with 450 megawatts. The APR power plant, sponsored by companies in Dubai, that will feed us with 250 megawatts. And the General Electric emergency plant, that will supply us with 300 megawatts. The Ministry of Power estimates that this emergency power can be rolled out in months to bring relief to the system, while the more permanent plants that I mentioned previously are being worked on. I would hold the minister to his publicly stated commitment to resolve the electricity supply deficit by the end of this year.
President Mahama touched on corruption, which is perceived as a bane of the nation's underdevelopment. To control the menace, he charged relevant stakeholders to make corruption an attractive and a high-risk venture for perpetrators.
Recently, there are reports of a spate of suspicious fires that have gutted records or warehouses that were subjected to audits or about to be subjected to audits. Our directors, inspectors, and all heads of institutions must sit up. The process of investigation and prosecution of allegations of corruption, economic crimes, and mismanagement by IOCO and the Attorney General's Department have been subjected to delays and have been made them unable to fulfill this mandate. The institutions of state responsible for the task of investigating corruption must be strengthened legally and institutionally. And I would like to invite Parliament to review the legal and institutional frameworks that support the work of the investigative and prosecutorial agencies in order that they can live up to the expectation of an expectant and exasperated nation. I have, as President, made strenuous efforts to expose, investigate, and deal with matters of corruption within the constraints of the law. Our efforts at exposing corruption may result in an erroneous belief that the practice has become more pervasive than before, when in fact the reverse is the case, as evidenced in our performance in the recent Transparency International reports. Mr. Speaker, let me take the opportunity again to urge all anti-graft institutions to promptly investigate allegations and take swift action to protect the public purse and public resources. As President, I will continue to lend every support to them, to these important institutions, to ensure that we win total victory in the war against malfeasance. As we play our part, I urge other arms of government to support me to make corruption a high-risk activity.
On water, President Mahama admitted that though water supply has been a major challenge, with women and children being the most affected, water supply has improved drastically, thereby eradicating the guinea worm disease. He said by the end of this year, 76% of water will be supplied to both rural and urban communities across the country. He also mentioned some other water projects under construction to improve supply.
We've spent in excess of $1.1 billion on the construction of new water systems and the expansion of some existing ones across the country. Water is a basic necessity of life, yet for many decades, vast sections of our people had no access to it, contributing to the spread of water-related diseases. Today, thanks to the massive improvement in potable water supply, the World Health Organization, after evaluating Ghana last year, revealed that we have successfully eradicated the guinea worm disease. We are awaiting the appropriate certification to that effect. We have, over the last 2 years, reversed significantly the unacceptable hardship many of our women and children especially go through in their search for water. Across the length and breadth of the country, various water projects are ongoing and others are at various stages of completion. At the end of this year, 2015, we will be covering 76% of the entire country, both rural and urban areas, with good drinking water. This is a fulfillment of the prescriptions of our National Water Policy and Work Program of the 2012 Manifesto of the NDC, which seeks 100% water coverage for our people by the year 2025. Mr. Speaker, in fulfillment of the pledge I made during my address last year to complete and deliver a number of major water projects, I am happy to report that on the eve of last year's Christmas, I commissioned the Kwong Water Expansion Project and opened the valve to commence the flow of 20 million gallons of water to households and businesses in the northeastern part of Accra. An additional 20 million gallons is available and scheduled to start flowing at the end of this month to achieve the set daily capacity of the plant, which is 40 million gallons of water. For over 700,000 residents of this area, whose taps were running for the first time in almost 20 years, It was the best Christmas gift I could have given them. These residents include those living in Adenta, in Ajiringano, in Ashalibotre, North, East and West Legon, in Madina, Hacho, Abokobi and other areas. Last year in July, we completed work on the Kwong Intake Rehabilitation Project, which is currently contributing 3.3 million gallons of water per day to the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area. Beneficiary communities include Dodowa, Ningo, Pram, all in the Greater Accra region, and the Ekwapim Ridge in the Eastern region. As you can see on the water sector, we also completed the Accra Tema Metropolitan Area Water Supply Project, which has added 9,200,000 new gallons of water per day to water supply in the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area. And this has improved water supply to an estimated 250,000 people. The beneficiary communities include Michelle Camp, Afienya and surrounding areas, Ayitepa, Kwongkunguno, Omankope, Doryumu, Bawaleshi, Oyibi, Amanfro, Frafraha, Ayikuma, Pantang and surrounding areas, Aprede, Edukrum, Awukugwa, Dewu and surrounding areas, Ekropong, Manfi, Amanokrum, Tutu and surrounding areas, New Senchi, Akrade and Senchi and surrounding areas.
President Mahama also spoke of some future projects that will enhance water supply.
The vision to end totally the problems of water shortages has not been limited to the urban areas of the country alone, or for that matter to Accra alone. New water systems have been completed and have been commissioned at Enyinam, Kibi, Osinase, Apeja, Kwabing and surrounding areas. The Asante Mampong Water Supply Project is also now supplying the inhabitants of Damang, Dahong, Basafo, Besiase, Shemfaso, Krobo, Mpenya, Dadiase, Bonkrom, Nsuta and Biposo with clean drinking water. The Sawam Water Supply Project and the Sachiri Water Project have also been completed. From the Upper East and Upper West regions through Sunyani in the Bronga Ahafo region down to Accra, many more projects are at various stages of completion. When completed, this will bring a lot of relief to our people, especially to our women and our children. We've already set in motion the processes to meet future demand for water in view of population growth. And so plans are being finalized to undertake the following projects to ensure reliability and sustainability of water supply from 2015 to the year 2030. These include the Kwong Water Supply Expansion Phase 2 project, Weja Water Supply Expansion Project, and the Esuchari Water Supply Project.
President Mahama.